So, of course, lean is just what we say, common sense. So, what makes it so special? That's, I think it's because we are doing it in a systematic way. You know, if you can see a mother and some children, and they are playing children, and she yell at them and said, "Behave!" And they can be, well, what does behave mean? It means that they do something wrong, they know, but what to do right? So what we are trying to do here is to explain how to do things right. Not just to say to people, you're wrong. So it's a method, but it's also a thinking. And you are a very good example of how thinking can be implemented, even the methods and the tools are not used as lean does. So it's a combination. Now I'm in this situation that some of you have heard me before, and I want you to bring you all some more. So some of it I'll take in a quick... I've got a Finnish translation. I don't understand what it says, but I speak in English. And this one is, I think, essential, because it tells a lot about what is... Why is lean so good in agriculture? You know, it's used in many branches. It started in factoring, and then it's now in administration, healthcare, everywhere. So, of course, it's in agriculture too. About many years ago, I was working with logistics, and I counted how many kilotons there were moved in agriculture. It was kind of transportation company. We moved the animals from one place to another. We moved the feed from the crop to the storage, to the barn, and out again, manure out. We moved a lot of stuff. So that gives the ideas for how to think of logistics in a way that is more rational. So you think distant multiplied by amount, and of course of importance. So if you have a lot of kilos and you're moving them a long distance, then of course it's more costly, cost more than if you are moving closer and not so far. I asked you, how many times do you move your animals from one barn to another? And you said 4 or 5 times a year. And that's not much. If you moved animals twice a week, it could be more beneficial to go into it and see how can we do it rationally. But if it's only 5 times a year, it's maybe not the spot we're going to look at. But what I told you about the extra gear is that the very excellent farmer, he can go further by using the lean tools. And I got this example of a guy who had a mortality rate with the calves at 0. And I asked him, what's your next step? And he got nearly angry at me because there was no extra step. There was no next step when he was at 0, he thought. And then we discussed, do you weigh the calves? What's their growth? He didn't weigh them. He thought that they were good looking, so that was good enough. But if he were weighing them, he could go for 1,000 grams per day, 100 kilo at 8 weeks, etc. So he could improve the growth and maybe raise the slow ones. So that was the extra gear for him. So that's what lean thinking is, that we are always pushing for more, always going to strive for better results. It could be results in mortality or yield, or, but it could be in how people like to work here too. So, and costs, of course, safety. And this one is like you try to remove waste from a process, and we mapped it and find some green nooks. And this one is to involve the people. And that could be a challenge for you. Maybe how do you do that? How do you organize the communication so your people are motivated to do things themselves? And this guy, he's kind of stepping. He don't talk so fast. And his profile is a bit introvert. So he was never asked. This is the farmer and the manager and the farmer's father. And they thought that this guy, the young guy, he was there to learn working. They didn't know that he was thinking too. But when we made this trial in a board meeting, we produced all these green notes and a lot of red notes for ideas. He had so many ideas of how to improve work. And now they were listening very much. So it's very important to involve your people. And that management style is another one than we normally use. You see, we have in Western countries, we have this triangle with the boss in the top telling the manager what to do and the manager telling the operators what to do. And then the manager asks the operator, how's doing? They're telling. And then the manager is asked, how's the budget? And he's telling. And then they get orders down again. So it's top down. When we work with lean, we switch this triangle. So, of course, the manager tell the vision, the mission, and the direction. But he facilitates the workers to get ideas to improve their work. So he make these board meetings where the people are improving their own work. So that's why we do it like this, because it's the operator who are improving the business, really. And we asked the Danish farmers after our project. We have an EU project as well. We asked them what they meant, about what there was impression, and they liked these board meetings most. These questionnaires just from 6 to 12 months after, so it's not so well, they haven't worked with it very long. This you can't see, but you can have this afterwards. Yes. And I can take the next one, because we asked them, what was your problem? What was the tool we were using? And what did you get out of it? And we asked them to put figures on. I can take this one. The first one, he thought that it was communication. He thought that he calculated 6,700 euros. Just between 6 and 12 months. And you can see the figures, 11,000, 13,000, 12,000, 4, 19. Take this one, 19,000. Well, now I need my English version. Could you read that?
In English. Needing more commitment. Argument.
The last word?
Argument.
Yes, I think they were conflicting. Yes.
How long did that experiment?
Yes. The lack of commitment. Is that what you mean? What you see? Lack of commitment from the employees? Yeah. And some of them, at this case, were conflicting. It was between the barn and the crop people. And they were not talking to each other. And they always said, this is not my fault, it's your fault. And if the food was the feed was bad, it was the crop people who did a bad job, etc. And you are taking the mini loader, and I'm going to use a mini loader. Why is it not here? Blah 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 blah. So they made value stream mapping, and they made a lot of things going, and they saved a lot of time. So they start measuring how much time are we using, spending, and they got more organized, more structured, and better communicating. I made this. It's a productivity. How many kilo of milk can be produced in one man? Sorry, how many kilo of milk per man hour? I've asked 35 farmers. They have made registration for time for 1 week, so it's just a spot. But what you can see is a great variation. And I've tried to make it in different ways. I've tried to see, is it size? No, it's not size. We have big farms down here. And what we see in Denmark is that when farms are growing, sometimes the management are not following. So if you have 5 Romanian people and they don't actually know what to do, you have the management saying that you are going from A to B, and when you come to B, you can ask again. And this manager has a phone all time. I once visited a farmer in the morning. We said 11 o'clock. There was a guy coming. He said, now I've finished what I'm going to do. Well, he said. There was a guy washing calf huts with a high pressure machine. You can go and help him. Yes, he said. And then he walked to the other building, and after 5 minutes he came out again with raincoats on, and he walked up to the guy up there, and they were talking 5 minutes because now there's an extra hand but only one machine, what to do, where you could. So they were not affected. They were ineffective. So they worked together for about half an hour, and then they walked back, both of them, because it was lunch. So that kind of planning is waste of time, and that's what we see in some farms who are growing fast without growing the management skills too, or you can say the structure, the way of work planning. This one up here is nearly like your farm. It's one robot, man and wife. And the two persons know exactly what to do every day and exactly what the other person do. So they were organized in a way that the wife started in the morning and she had 2 hours work, and then she got in and brought the children to school, and the man, he went out, and then he had 2 hours work and they were finished. And then in the afternoon they have only 1 or 2 hours. So it was very, very well organized. And he had the thinking too, because there were concrete where he was driving. That was one of the problems we saw yesterday, Tuesday was it. He had some concrete, yes, but he had piles also on grass. And it was wet. It could be more wet, I'm sure. And of course, there's a lot of waste of feed when you are driving tractors in holes like this, and mud and soil are mixed with the feed. So if it's clean and easy and firm surface, then you can work very fast. And you can go and get and go and get, and you can keep the flow going. You are not stumbling up and down and backwards and ups and down. He went 14 times ups and downs of the machines during the mixed feeding. So it sounds unnecessary, because it was necessary at that time, but it sounds unnecessary because they should go deeper in this process and try to draw how we could do it better. How can we reorganize so it can be faster? What I think was a little challenge yesterday was that we found 5 minutes here, 3 minutes there, 2 minutes there, and then you could say, the farmer, he could say, well, 5 minutes. And you say, this is an extraordinary situation. Tomorrow is different. So, right. But if you have extraordinary situations every day, they differ, I know. But if you don't have a system where you go in a same flow every day, you have firefighting and different situations every day. So time are... I asked one economy advisor yesterday how much it costs to have a tractor driving. Do you know that? I write 100 euros here, but he said more. What do you think? €220 per hour.
€35
But buying the tractor.
Yes. Yeah.
It sounds cheap.
That one is cheap.
Yes.
Other ones are more expensive.
Yes. The 35 farmers I showed you before, I put them the same in the same places, and then I took out how much time do they spend feeding. We had feeding, milking, etc. And feeding, you can see it vary very much. It seems that the best ones are better, but even some of them are spending a lot of time feeding. And it could be because they are feeding heifers in another building, or they have some of the feed in the fields, or they are doing it in the bad logistic. This one is not feeding at all, but it was because he hadn't divided the figures. But if you can reduce just 3 hours for each cow, it's per cow, this one. You can see that some are using 6 hours per cow feeding. It's a year cow. You must imagine a year cow is a cow 365 days. And some are only using 1.5 hour. They are very effective, these. And if you have a system like yours, you had a lot of waiting time. You had a slow transportation from the silo through the pipe. And you had even a chair where you were sitting, waiting. You could do other stuff, but you have to listen to the sound. Yes? So it's very... But your solution is to have piles, flat piles, could be. But if you drive at the road up here, you can see the silo, it's for sale.